Mini episode 488 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Fashion Wrap Up, the definitive source for quick hits on fashion, style, celebrity, culture, and beauty news. Follow them on the web at fashionwrapup.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 488 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with the FantasyDraftHelp.com insider for our 11th season covering the NFL. This is your week 10 recommendation for fantasy football starters. We've got some preface notes that we'll be delivering every week. First of all, our advice is probably a bit different than some in the industry. We're not the place to go regarding the question of whether or not to play a healthy Aaron Rodgers this week. Aside from reiterating our list of gimmies, we don't discuss them beyond that. We're also not part of the movement that overstates the importance of week-to-week matchups. Sadly, if you bungled your draft or auction, there's not much except a stroke of great luck on the waiver wire that can salvage your season. Now, in very shallow leagues, you can pick up potential impact players off the waiver wire, but you hardly need a fantasy football industry source to tell you to do that. We play the percentages on giving our advice, which is all that anyone can do, even those in the industry who purport to own a crystal ball. You'll always get intellectual honesty from us. Okay, here's our mid-season revised list of constants for the season. When healthy, you don't jerk with these guys. You leave them in your lineup regardless of scary matchups. There are six quarterbacks: Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, Philip Rivers, Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, and Drew Brees. There are 10 running backs: Jamal Charles, Shady McCoy, Matt Forte, Marshawn Lynch, Eddie Lacy, Alfred Morris, Arian Foster, DeMarco Murray, Giovanni Bernard, and Le'Veon Bell. There are 14 wide receivers: Megatron, Demaryius Thomas, A.J. Green, Dez Bryant, Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, Emmanuel Sanders, T.Y. Hilton, Jeremy Maclin, and Golden Tate. There are 5 tight ends: Jimmy Graham, Julius Thomas, Vernon Davis, Jordan Cameron, and Rob Gronkowski. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider. Get on up,
stay on the scene. What happened, Toast?
I think he's on steroids. It's like trying to cover a f***ing racehorse.
Get up, get on up, stay on the scene. Get on up, like a sex machine. Get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene. Get on up, like a sex machine.
Remember, our recommendations for the Thursday NFL games are always up on our Twitter account at the FDH Lounge. We like 10 QBs this week: Joe Flacco, Jay Cutler, Eli Manning, Cam Newton, Carson Palmer, Tony Romo, Matt Ryan, Mark Sanchez, Matt Stafford, and Russell Wilson. We like 11 running backs: Reggie Bush, Nile Davis, Justin Forsett, Frank Gore, Ronnie Hillman, Mark Ingram, Chris Ivory, Steven Jackson, Chris Johnson, Bobby Rainey, and Denard Robinson. We like 10 wide receivers: Kelvin Benjamin, Anquan Boldin, Marcus Colston, Michael Crabtree, Mike Evans, Larry Fitzgerald, Michael Floyd, Andre Holmes, Torrey Smith, and Terrence Williams. We like 3 tight ends: Martellus Bennett, Delanie Walker, and Jason Witten. There are 3 teams that we have labeled as all out, meaning that we don't like any of their players: Buffalo, Miami, and St. Louis. Conversely, we have 2 all-in teams: Chicago and Denver, meaning that we like all of their marginal players in addition to the gimmies on each team. And the following teams are on the bye: New England, San Diego, Houston, Indianapolis, Washington, and Minnesota. Every week, we also recommend 5 of these players as especially strong, and this week's slate includes Jay Cutler, Russell Wilson, Justin Forsett, Bobby Rainey, and Torrey Smith. Also, for those of you in leagues with flex positions, this is the first time all year, and maybe the only time all year, when we recommend more running backs than wide receivers. Thanks for checking us out. Again, for a more comprehensive look at this year's fantasy football season, download our free guide, Fantasy Football Draftology 2014, at fantasydrafthelp.com, as well as Fantasy Hockey Draftology 2014 and Fantasy Hoops Draftology 2014. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with superstars such as Rick Bucher, Kenny Albert, and Bobby Kimball from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.